It's 88.5 KCSN. Good morning. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for the show, and I'm happy to welcome Boy to our studio this morning. Hey, guys.
Hello.
I know that we've got Valeska and Sonia here, who are not boys, obviously, but you do have a guy in studio with you this morning. We should welcome. Who else do we have in studio?
Hello, my name's Dennis.
Good to meet you, Dennis.
That's our guitar player, actually.
I think, why don't you guys play us a song, and then we'll come back. I want to check in and get a little bit of history on the band, and we'll get another song as well before we wrap things up. So it's Boy on the Morning Show at KCSN.
You close the door and start the motor. I roll the window down. I raise my hand and wave goodbye to neighborhood, queens and clowns and children in the front yards. They hide and seek and laugh. I can almost hear you thinking, how could these days go by so fast? And no rear view could picture what we leave behind. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. A silent conversation, no words, 'cause there's no need. We let the tapes mix up the years and press repeat, the trunk is filled with records and books and chairs and clothes. I'm smiling on the surface, I'm scared as hell below. And no rear view could picture what we leave behind. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Good morning, freedom. Good night, lullabies. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. And when we arrive, the hardest of goodbyes, but you will dry my eyes. Somehow, you're always by my side, the one who holds my kite and watches over all my flight. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Good morning, freedom. Good night, lullabies. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive.
It's great stuff. It's the Morning Show at KCSN. I guess in studio, a boy. First of all, welcome one more time, and thanks for playing for us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Songs are so pretty stripped down like that, and I'm intrigued to know how the songs actually came together and how they were written and in the studio and how things changed. But before we do that, again, Valeska Steiner and Sonia Glass, you guys met, I do believe, at some kind of music event or a workshop. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us about that, where it was and what you were both doing there separately?
It's a course where people, young musicians, can meet and form bands, or can see if they wanna make a living out of music, or if they find musicians which they, I don't know, can start something. And it's only about 6 weeks in the summer, and yeah, that's where we met.
This is in Hamburg, right?
Right.
So when you guys met, you'd obviously didn't know anything about each other before. What did you bond on? What musically drew you together?
Well, we just heard each other and liked what we did, what the other one did, and then we liked each other. We just found out that we had a similar musical taste and that we cared about the same things in music. And so we felt that it was a very good match, and that we really felt like we would like to do something together.
So what was the stuff that you liked together, though? What was the music that you both bonded on that you said, yeah, I like that. Oh, I like that.
I heard her sing, and I really loved her voice. And she brought some old songs to this course, which she wrote with other people back in Switzerland. And that's what these songs were the first one we played together. And there was already something, I don't know. It wasn't similar to what we are doing now, but it's still, I don't know.
Yeah, and then we had just we listened to maybe some we had some favorite bands in common, like maybe Phoenix is a band that we both really like, and what else was there? I don't really remember. It was just exchanging music and just...
Yeah, and it's so long ago.
Yeah, it's a very long time ago.
When was this, if you don't mind me asking?
It was 2005, so 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny how time sort of travels so quickly, and all of a sudden you're like, well, we've been doing this for 8 years.
Yeah.
And finally something comes out and you start to get a little bit of recognition. So how has it progressed from those early days when you first met? You heard her voice. Obviously, you connected on some shared musical loves. What's been the progression of songwriting? How do you guys write together? Do you write together? Do you write separately?
Well, it took us a while to find out what was the best way for us to write together, because we knew we wanted to do something together. But then when we sat in one room and just tried to jam with an acoustic guitar and me singing to it, it was weird and it didn't work at all. So then we ended up sending each other emails with ideas, and Sonia always comes up with an instrumental first, and then she sends it to me, and then I find lyrics and a melody that fit and send it back. And so in the beginning we work really separately, and then when we find a song, is like the structure is ready, we went to Berlin to our producer and kind of finished it there with him.
So up until then, though, obviously Sonia, you're in Hamburg, right?
Yeah,
because you live there.
She as well.
Oh, you.
She moved.
So you moved there.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you did that, the email thing got. It's always my phone that goes off.
Oh. I'm glad it's not mine.
It's okay. It's a debt collector. I should answer it one day. And what I was going to say was, obviously, once you sort of started then working together in Hamburg, you sort of got beyond the postal service idea of
no,
doing things, I
no,
guess.
No, not at all. That was when we were in Hamburg. We live about 15 minutes from each other, but still we do the email thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like living in New York City where people never see each other. Yeah. So once you went to Berlin then, who produced and what did the producer bring to the table?
We were always looking for someone who could bring our ideas to a further point somehow. So because we weren't able to sound wise and also, I don't know, he added some things which we couldn't add to this music. And he's very talented. He's a very young guy. He's called Philipp Steinke.
Okay.
And this was his first record he ever produced by himself. He's normally he does film music and write songs as well for himself or for other people. And yeah, he added something which we couldn't.
What are your songs about?
I think this first album was really influenced, for me lyrically, it was influenced by this move from Zurich to Hamburg and by being at a new place and being very curious and open, but at the same time a bit homesick and melancholic. So it's about maybe the balance of these two feelings, yeah.
How long did it take to record once you guys started the process?
2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But we weren't the whole time in the studio. We also played a lot. We played live and and wrote songs and new material. So it was a phase of doing these three things.
Well, your songs are beautiful. They've certainly made an impression here at KCSN and on the weekly show we do as well, Connections. And the album is Mutual Friends, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish up our show for the morning. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play Little Numbers, which is our first single.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to meet you guys.
You too.
Dennis, thanks for being here as well. It's the morning show at KCSN. Jim Nelson will be up at the top of the hour right now. We'll let Boy take us out. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for your call and for the moon to release me from the longest afternoon. I've rearranged parts of my living room, but time is hard to kill since I met you. I'm looking at the cars that drive on by while spring is making promises outside. Red cars are quite rare, I realize, and then I wonder which colors you'd like. Seven little numbers, baby, they could be a start. Seven little numbers, baby, I know yours by heart. And whoa, oh, all the pretty things that we could be. Whoa, oh, I feel you in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh, a revel in a dream that could come true. These numbers could be lucky for you. I watch the sky change to a darker blue. I can't think of another thing to do. And every song just makes me think of you. Because a singer sounds as if she was longing, as if she was longing to. Seven little numbers, baby, they could be a start. Seven little numbers, baby, I know yours by heart. And seven little numbers, baby, they could make a change. Seven little numbers make a fire out of this flame. Whoa, oh, all the pretty things that we could be. Whoa, oh, I feel you in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh, a revel in a dream that could come true. These numbers could be lucky for you. I read your name on every wall, on every wall. Tell me, is there a cure for me at all, for me at all? Tell me, I read your name on every wall, on every wall. Tell me, is there a cure for me at all, for me at all? Whoa, oh, all the pretty things that we could be. Whoa, oh, I feel you in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh, a revel in a dream that could come true. These numbers could be lucky for you. Whoa, oh, whoa.
One more time, Boy on the morning show. Thanks again, guys. There is a show tonight, 10:30 at School Night at Bardo. So hopefully we'll get some of our listeners down there.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you.